The Reluctant Dom, Timber Dalton, Chapter 16. I hope we don't get FPL climbing on our asses over this, Seth groused, as he looked over the sketches and worked on his final calculations. We might need to rent a generator. Caden shrugged. Whatever we need to do. I think it's safe to say you've outdone yourself this year. That was the plan, man. Caden's satisfied smile couldn't be denied a reply. Thanksgiving was in 5 days. The first of Caden and Leah's dinners would be held the evening after next. A small private dinner for some of Caden's closest staff at his office. Seth had thought about going to his brother's house to leave them alone. Leah nearly burst into tears when he broached the subject. You can't go. Honey, you don't need me in the way. I need you here. He hugged her, calming her. Okay, I'll stay. Calm down. His brother and sister-in-law were coming to the house for Thanksgiving dinner, along with some of the other family and close friends. The three of them had finally broken the full news to them, as well as Caden's brother, about why Seth was living with them. Not in total detail, leaving out the BDSM stuff, of course. Seth was surprised they took it as well as they did. Helen was especially sympathetic. At one point, she pulled Seth aside when they were alone. Don't forget, if you need a shoulder, I'm here for you. Seth nodded, wiping his eyes. Yeah, thanks. I know it's unusual, but in the grand scheme of things, if it brings them both comfort to have you in their lives, then don't worry what anyone else thinks. He'd always liked Helen. Not the way he liked Leah. More like a true sister. I wish everyone was as understanding as you. It was one less stress on Seth's plate. He didn't give a shit what people he barely knew thought about him. He did care what his brother thought. He didn't want them thinking any less of Leah for what would happen after. Caden had told a few people close to him what was going on and what would happen. They were sworn to secrecy and to not shower Leah with well-meaning condolences before his death. Everyone was to go on as normally as they could. Seth walked the entire setup one more time, checking connections and outlet placements. They'd done limited zone tests as each section was set up, but not the entire thing at once. As dusk drew close, Seth put away the sketches. Okay, I guess we're as ready as we'll ever be. Caden called Leah from the house. They gathered around the breaker box. Seth had wired in separate sub-boxes to handle the new circuits. Okay, gang, if I get electrocuted, call 911, he joked. He threw the switch. The entire property lit up. Inflatables started inflating, movable animals started moving, and the lights drove back the falling dark. Caden's face lit as brightly as the yard. Wow, he whispered, awestruck. Seth hung back as Caden walked out to the driveway and surveyed the front yard area. This is amazing, he exclaimed. I mean, seeing it all at once like this. You did a great job. It's fantastic. He enveloped Seth in a bear hug. Seth didn't feel at all uncomfortable returning it. Thanks, man. It was your design. Caden clapped him on the back and released him, then turned back to the display. He wiped his eyes. It's great, man. He pulled Leah to him and hugged her. What do you think? I think it's gorgeous. Seth hung back while Leah and Caden walked the paths through the displays. He felt glad he could do this for them despite the sadness threatening again. Seth walked back to the house and fired up the grill for Leah, wanting to leave them alone for a while. When they finally made it around to the back side of the house, Caden laughed and hugged Seth again. It's great, man. This is awesome. Everyone's going to love it. It's the least I can do. The men relaxed on the lanai while Leah cooked dinner. I wish we could have been doing this years ago, Caden softly said so Leah couldn't hear. Seth shrugged. Don't harsh the mellow, dude. He tried to joke. How are you doing? Seth shrugged again. He really didn't want to have this conversation now, especially not with Leah nearby. He'd been doing pretty well. A few times he went over and cried on Helen's shoulder to get it out of his system, trying not to burden his friends with his grief. I just want to sit back and enjoy our hard work. Your hard work. You were out there with me, dude. I never could have pulled this off without you, Seth. Quit the modesty bullshit. You've made me really happy. Then let's just sit and ponder the miracle of outdoor illumination, bro. God bless Thomas Edison and his freaking light bulb. Caden laughed and shook his head. Okay, I'll leave you alone. Greatly appreciated. Normally, Leah didn't put up their Christmas tree until Thanksgiving weekend. This year, she wanted it up in time for all of their dinners. Seth didn't have to read between the lines to understand why. The men helped her assemble the massive thing, nearly 12 feet tall. Once the lights were on, Leah took over the decorations. By later that evening, she was almost finished. Seth had helped her put the star on and climbed up the ladder to put some ornaments toward the top. Caden walked in, his hands behind his back. Looks beautiful.
You think so? She asked. She hugged him. What's that?
He motioned Seth over and produced a small wrapped box. This is for the two of you. Leah took the box, but looked puzzled.
For me and Seth?
Caden nodded. Yep. We'll open it. She exchanged a curious glance with Seth. He shrugged. I don't know, babe. He didn't tell me. She opened it. Her hand flew to her mouth, and she looked inside.
Oh, Cade.
Go ahead. What is it? Seth asked. She handed the box to him and threw her arms around Caden. She cried.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
He hugged her, stroked her back. Hey, it's only right, sweetie. He kissed her forehead. You two should have something. I want you to have this. I wanted to be the one to give it to you. Seth carefully lifted out the delicate porcelain star. In the center in gold, our first Christmas, Seth and Leah, followed by the year. Seth felt himself tear up. Thanks, man. Caden gently patted Leah on the back. Well, go ahead and hang it. Seth wanted to position it toward the back of the tree, and Leah wouldn't hear of it. She positioned it near the first Christmas ornament she had with Caden, and the Our New House ornament Seth had given them their first year in this house. She stepped back and wiped her eyes.
There. It's perfect.
Seth wasn't so sure it should be where everyone could see it.
Maybe we should...
Leave it where she wants it, Caden firmly said. He clapped Seth on the back and left his hand on his friend's shoulder. She's right. It looks perfect there. Leah beamed.